Okay, now. Let's do the exercise at page 136. I wonder whether you can finish the exercise multiple choice questions correctly. Choose the correct answers to the following questions. Comprehension. Number 1. At what point did tradesmen start trying to sell their merchandise? Merchandise means goods, 商品. We choose boy. Well, they were laying it out on the decks. Lay out, 摆设，摆置出来。那么他们一把这些东西摆在甲板上，就开始兜售他们的商品了。Now, still remember the sentence in the text. The men from the boats had climbed on board and decks were soon covered with colorful rugs from Persian, silk from India, copper coffee pots and beautiful handmade silverware. 那么跟这几个语句，我们大家可以确切的选择选项 B, boy. Okay, number 2. What happened once the rider got on shore? Got on shore. Get on shore, you know, means disembark. 那么他一下船上了岸，发生什么事情了呢？ We should see. A man started pestering him to buy a diamond. Pester. 纠缠。那么一定要注意，它的同义词就是原文的 assail. Got it? Now read me. Pester, assail, 纠缠。而 afflict 表示折磨，这两个词不要混在一起。Now listen to me carefully. I had no sooner got off the ship than I was assailed by a man who wanted to sell me a diamond. Okay, number 3.What made the writer finally buy the pen?
那么什么事情让作者决定把这支笔买下了呢？
We choose boy. The man eventually agreed to his original offer.
那么这个人最终同意了他的最初的出价。
Now listen to me. He readily accepted the £5 I gave him.
那么他毫不迟疑地收下了我付给他的五英镑。
So we know, the man eventually agreed to his original offer.
Okay, key structure, number 4.
But I decided to disembark anything.
Now, please pay more attention to the original sentence in line 7. 请同学一定要注意原文第七行的语句。
I decided not to buy anything until I had disembarked.
在原文当中我们采用了 not until 句式，那么表示在上岸之前什么也不买。那么表达上岸之前我们可以运用介词 before.
So, but I decided to disembark before buying anything.
Before, 介词可以和动名词形式搭配。那么在运用 until 的时候一定要注意在上岸之前什么都不买，我们应该采用的句式结构应该是 not until， 所以 boy 和 C 选项都是不对的。
Number 6. A buying one, but the man that I was impressed.
但是这个人肯定是注意到了我留下给我一个很深刻的印象，这是表示一种推测，肯定当时注意到了对过去事实的一种推测，我们采用答案 A,
must have noticed that I was impressed.
Number 7.
The man said that although the pen was worth £50 as a special favor for £30.
同学们还记得原句的表达方式吗？
He would let me have it.
那么在这里显然我们要求示意这个语句，所以选择答案 Dark.
He might give me.
如果选择 A 选项，同学们注意改动。
He would let me have it.
Got it?
Okay, vocabulary. Number 8. It was difficult to temptation. It was difficult not to be tempted.
这是原文的用法。 显然表示要抗拒这诱惑实在是很困难。答案应该选择 C, resist. Resist, 抗拒。For example, 不受诱惑 resist temptation. 抗拒巧克力的诱惑 resist chocolate. Got it? Or stand, 忍受 avoid, 避开。And number 9, I was approached by a man who was selling. 那么表示稍后一个人走进我向我兜售，应该选择答案 C, afterwards. What's the difference between afterwards and after? 那么 after 和 afterwards 都是副词，意思相通，有什么区别呢？ After 多用于具体的时间名词之后， for example 两天后， 2 days after 还不能单独使用，而 afterwards 常常单独使用，也可以 soon 或 shortly 等词汇搭配，不久以后 soon afterwards shortly afterwards。 A 选项的 latter 一定要注意表示后者。那 number 10 and held up five fingers indicating I to pay £5, 那么说明我愿意出价5英镑。答案应该选择 Boy, I was ready to pay £5 or I was willing to pay £5. 那么请同学们要注意的一个句型结构是什么呢？ Intend, 要注意 intend to do 表示有意图有打算，并不表示心甘情愿。那 number 11, The man acted as if he found my offer.He found my offer outrageous. 原文当中采用的表达方式 outrageous. Outrageous, 那么我们应该用 A, B, C, D 这四个词汇哪一个词型来示意呢？ Now let me have a look at A, irritating. Irritating, it means annoying, 令人烦恼的，所以不能选择 A. Boy, preposterous, preposterous.荒谬的，可笑的 ，it means outrageous， 所以答案就应该选择 boy。而 C 选项 hilarious， 充满欢声笑语的 means full of laughter。第四个选项 unspeakable means terrible。Okay, number 12. Hard I tried, it was impossible to feel the pain.
显然我们应该选择 A 选项 however， 它替换原文了 no matter how。
Are you quite clear about the exercise? Okay, so much for lesson 28. Now it's our time to study the wonderful text lesson 29 funny or not， 是否可笑。 Open your books at page 138 and read with me aloudPlease pay more attention to your pronunciation. Largely, largely. Comic, comic. Universal, universal. Comedian, comedian. Distasteful, distasteful. Pastor, pastor. Dread, dread. Recovery, recovery. PlasterPlaster, console, console, hobo, hobo, compensate, compensate, mumble, mumble. Do you know how to use the first word largely? It's adverb, 这是一个副词 means to a great degree. To a great degree, 在很大的程度上 or to a great extent, to a great extent. Now translate my sentence.And then I think you know how to use it very well. His success was largely due to luck. His success was largely due to luck.
那么他的成功呢，从很大的程度上来讲，主要是取决于他的幸运。
Okay. Next, universal. Universal, 普遍的，全体的，一般的，广泛的，万能的。Now please try to translate the following phrase. 请同学们试着翻译如下的短语。Universal agent.
那么这里 universal 应该译作为全权，全权代理人。 universal time 世界时，世界时间。 universal joint joint J-O-I-N-T 万象接头。 OK universal 形容词，它的名词形式 universality universality now wait with me universality 普遍性，其副词形式 universally。 Now translate the sentence. Pay more attention to the word universally. It universally acknowledged that English is getting more and more important. It's universally acknowledged that English is getting more and more important. 人们普遍地认识到英语变得越来越重要了。 Universe.U-N-I-V-E-R-S-E 宇宙。 OK comic 喜剧的，可笑的。 comedian 喜剧演员。那么喜剧 comedy 要注意，悲剧 tragedy 悲剧的 tragic。 Now distasteful the adjective means unpleasant displeasingUnpleasant, displeasing, 讨厌的，让人不高兴的。For example, the idea is distasteful to me. The idea is distasteful to me. 其副词形式 distastefully. Pester. The translated word means annoy somebody continually, especially with demands. So it's synonym of assail. 注意 pester.是28课刚刚学过的词汇 assail 的同义词，纠缠某人做某事 pester somebody to do assail somebody to do got it 用某物来纠缠某人 pester somebody with 他一再的提要求来纠缠他的这位老板 he continually pester his boss with demands 因为什么而纠缠某人 pester somebody for somethingDon't pester me for the trifle. Don't pester me for the trifle. 不要因为这琐事来纠缠我了。Okay, next important word. Dread. Dread is a transitive verb. It means fear greatly. Have great fear or anxiety. 表示惧怕、担心。后面可以跟名词、动名词或不定式搭配连用。For example,We were dreading his arrival. 我们正担心他来呢。I dread to think what will happen if she finds out. 我不敢想象他知道了将会发生什么样的事情。I dread to think what will happen if she finds out. Now translate the sentence. 他害怕见他的父母。He dreaded having to meet his parents. Dread.形容词形式 dreadful 令人恐怖的 dreaded 形容词极度恐惧的。那么同时大家还要把握住 dread 又是一个名词，常用于短语 in dread of. For example, We are in dread of some insects. 我们害怕一些昆虫。请大家要把握表示一般的恐惧 fear 使恐怖 horrify是极度的恐惧 terrify OK 而 dread 不仅表示惧怕，更主要表示担心。 Now read at me aloud and I think you know how to use the following word fear horrify terrify dread. Now next important word console. Console means give comfortor sympathy to somebody. In Chinese, 安慰。 For example, he's consoling his friend in grief for the loss of a child. He's consoling his friend in grief for the loss of a child. 他正在安慰他的那位朋友，因为他这位朋友呢，特别的悲痛，刚刚失去了自己的一个孩子。